WMAL News at 7, I'm Heather Curtis. The Pentagon says it's looking for space on military installations to house illegal immigrants. It plans to house up to 20,000 unaccompanied children on military bases. The notice comes after the administration stopped separating illegal immigrant children from their parents on the border after public outcry. Rhode Island Democratic Congressman David Cicilline says the U.S. should never have separated migrant children from their parents.
America spends billions of dollars around the world promoting human rights, and we've always been a beacon for human rights. And now our own government is engaged in monstrous behavior, ripping young babies from their mothers and now having some difficulty reconnecting them.
In other immigration news, Virginia Attorney General Mark Herring signs an amicus brief supporting litigation to stop the Trump administration from ending temporary protected status for people from El Salvador, Haiti, and Honduras. Charlotte Gomer is Herring's press secretary.
These men, women, and children came to Virginia as refugees. They were escaping dangerous living conditions in their home countries, and they have become valued members of our communities.
The Department of Homeland Security says conditions have improved in the three countries since those natural disasters, so it's safe for those people to return home, but Gomer says the countries could still be dangerous. Attorneys for former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort want a judge to bar any mention of Manafort's connections to the president at his Virginia trial next month. Manafort's lawyers filed their motion yesterday in federal court in Alexandria. They argue that because Manafort's alleged crimes occurred before he ever served on the president's campaign, any mention of his connections to Mr. Trump are irrelevant. Manafort's charged in Virginia with hiding millions of dollars from the IRS that he earned advising Ukrainian politicians. The stormy weather today means a change in venue for Astronomy Night and the National Mall.
The Astronomy Festival, which usually brings thousands of stargazers on the mall, will instead be at the School Without Walls High School on the George Washington University campus. The event's Dr. Donald Lubowitch says there will still be plenty to see and do.
The hands-on activities will be done indoors by the astronomy educators from major scientific institutions and universities. So that will be unaffected. And we have a blow-up planetarium to do a planetarium show.
If the sky is clear, he says there will be a telescope on the roof. The event runs from 6 until 11 tonight, and admission is free. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
A battle's on in our city this weekend, but it's not a political one. It's the giant barbecue battle.
Restaurants serving everything from pulled pork to chicken to ribs, every kind of barbecue and brisket you can imagine from states like Florida, Memphis, and all over the place.
Event producer Alan Tubis says you can eat your heart out today from 11 to 9. In sports, the Caps trade veteran defenseman Brooks Orpik and backup goaltender Philip Grubauer to the Colorado Avalanche. The team picks up defenseman Alexander Alexiev from Russia. The Nats fall to the Phillies. That series continues today. And the Orioles beat the Braves. That series also continuing today. Traffic and weather next on WMAL.
Win your tickets to see the Happy Together Tour, July 1st at Bethesda Blues and Jazz Supper Club, featuring six headline artists who gave us some of the biggest hits of the 60s and 70s. The Turtles, Chuck Negron, formerly of Three Dog Night, Gary Puckett and the Union Gap, The Association, Mark Lindsay, former lead singer of Paul Revere and the Raiders, and the Cow Sills. Enter to win tickets at WMAL.com/contests. The Happy Together Tour, July 1st at Bethesda Blues and Jazz Supper Club. Win now, WMAL.com/contests.
You're never going to get as much sleep as you want. That's why you need to make every hour of sleep you do get really count. Hi, I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch. Our sheets are handcrafted from pure, fair trade, 100% organic cotton. Hundreds of thousands of Americans, including three U.S. presidents, sleep better than ever on Boll & Branch sheets. If you order today, we'll give you $50 off your first set of sheets with promo code SLEEP, spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. Promo code SLEEP.
Are you putting your retirement savings in a 401k, IRA, or investment account? Then I have one word of advice. Stop! Experts warn of a stock market crash any day now, and you could lose 50% or more of your hard-earned savings again. But you don't have to lose a penny. There's a better, safer way to save for retirement, and you can learn about it in a free report. This method continues to grow your money even when the market tumbles. To get this free report, go to bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com. Bankonyourself.com.
It's 705 at 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather. Here's James Stanley in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Yeah, we still have this stalled car on the Beltway Interloop just past 270 Spur. It's off on the right shoulder. Wrecker just showing up on the scene. Big event happening here in the district. Pennsylvania Avenue, Constitution, 3rd, 4th, 6th Street, all delays through there. Just expect that as we move through the weekend. Baltimore-Washington Parkway, both ways, the ramp to get onto I-95, all traffic stopped there. We've got a crash that's being worked. There could be some injuries involved. And that's a stalled car in Virginia on GW Parkway southbound, right past the scenic overlook with one right lane blocked. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, a close coastal flood advisory remains in effect until 8 this morning, and the National Weather Service issues a hazardous weather outlook for our area. We can expect showers and thunderstorms late this afternoon and early evening, some severe with damaging wind gusts, high in the mid-80s, lows tonight around 70. Right now, 69 in Washington. I'm Heather Curtis on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, the Saturday morning update. 105.9 FM and AM 630.
It is a Saturday morning update on WMAL. It's great to have you with us. It's hour two, and John Gizzi joins us, White House correspondent, chief political columnist at Newsmax.com. And John, a very intense week at the White House, and an intense week really across the country. Your perspective from the White House briefing room and from what you've seen at the White House at week's end, how would you sum up this entire immigration debate?
On all fronts, both the White House and its opponents were very visible on this issue, and it seemed to vastly transcend everything else going on. It began where the president was talking and staying firm that people who came across the border illegally would be detained, and any change in the policy of separating young people from the adults would have to come from Congress, which would change the law. Both the President and Secretary of Homeland Security, Kirstjen Nielsen, made it clear to reporters that the majority of people who come with their children stay with their children. And in the case where they cannot detect a relation with someone, or the children have come alone, they are put in the detention centers, the ones that we saw First Lady Melania Trump visiting a few days ago. This is the policy of the Obama administration, Secretary Nielsen said, and it would have to be changed by an act of Congress. Hence the president's efforts to urge Congress to make the needed changes. Now, the sad part about all this is that imagery trumps all, if you'll pardon the pun. We saw the children, we heard the recordings of them crying, we saw members of Congress quickly say that this policy has to end. And at near week's end, the president did sign an executive order keeping families together. Question is, what next will happen now that immigration is on the front burner, and that burner is hot.
Friday afternoon, the president hosting an Angel Families event at the White House, attempting to get another side of the entire immigration issue.
Yes, as I'm sure you heard and many others did, angels are families who lost a loved one to someone who was in the United States illegally. And it is not an issue we hear a lot about. The numbers of it are not known, but the fact is there are some very violent and indeed homicidal people who cross the border and come into the United States. This is something that the president, with his law and order approach, in an effort to convince Congress to do something that involves border security, highlighted in a very big way. What its effect will be, whether people start to look at the illegal immigrants as some form of criminals and take some action, remains to be seen.
Midterm elections coming up, John, and from the looks of it, both sides certainly jockeying for position in the upcoming midterms and trying to energize their base. What happens to the person in the middle?
Well, I think the person in the middle becomes that proverbial swing voter who decides just where an election will be. And you know, certainly, Rick, and I know that elections for Congress and for the Senate have gotten increasingly tight in some cases, and a few outside factors could change them. One of them is the voter who is undecided, who is not persuaded by talking heads, who is not convinced by the television commercials, or even when their party is a well-known figure, a war hero, for example. They believe in the base that they are right about things and they are going to turn out. Now, the problem for sitting presidents in most election years is that when it comes to the midterm elections, the voters who put the president in power 2 years before, for whatever reason, just don't turn out. And at this point, we will see that people are going to be motivated to turn out, or at least the parties will attempt to do that. Democrats are trying to demonize Donald Trump and what's going on at the border, saying it's splitting families. Republicans, in turn, and we're talking about a Republican Party in which 80% of its members support Donald Trump, they are making it clear that by calling for an immigration law with tighter constraints on just who comes in, and the hardline approach that not necessarily everybody comes through, they're going to turn out the president's base, something that rarely happens in an election year. This is going to be a very interesting development. And in the meantime, let's not forget the guy in the middle.
John, it's summertime. We all like to have a weekend getaway. But the National Security Advisor John Bolton's weekend getaway this weekend is Moscow?
That's right. John Bolton is doing the legwork for a summit between Russian President Vladimir Putin and U.S. President Donald Trump. Now, again, one wonders, with the investigation going on about Russian involvement in U.S. elections in 2016, why does the president need to be photographed with his Russian counterpart, who is a nefarious figure to many in this country? The sight of the two of them together will just simply make people wonder, what is Trump up to? What is Putin up to? And there'll be enough jokes on it on the late night shows. That said, it is wise when the U.S. president sees the man in the Kremlin and devotes a special meeting just to him. Vladimir Putin is someone who has his hands in many parts of the world, notably the current fighting in Syria, and he will be a player of some kind in what happens with North Korea. My guess is it may not be the best person in terms of a public relations image, but it doesn't hurt to talk to the man in the Kremlin, Vladimir Putin.
And John, we talked about Charles Krauthammer several weeks ago when he had issued the letter about his illness, of course, his passing this week. The attention that has been paid to Charles Krauthammer in the media certainly is indicative of the stature and the respect among his peers.
This was someone who, for all his Borscht Belt-style humor, never really said anything to attack someone who disagreed with him on Fox News or before that inside Washington. He was someone who loved public policy, and he loathed the sniping and the backstabbing that goes on not just in the political realm, but in the punditocracy. So he stayed firm with what he liked and what he believed in. I remember I heard him speak in Colorado, and he was at the celebrated Broadmoor Hotel in Colorado Springs. An overflow crowd came out to greet him. And Dr. Krauthammer said, "It's a pleasure to be here. Then again, it's a pleasure to be anywhere in which Ron Williams is not around to interrupt me." And that was about as far as he went when it came to the invective. I have to say, it was a pleasure knowing him. And you know something? From those of us who recall him as a liberal, who think of him as a man who went on to get a medical degree after a diving board accident injured him, who always seemed to have time for everyone. We'll say that Charles Krauthammer is going to be missed sorely.
John Gizzi, White House correspondent and chief political columnist at Newsmax.com. John, thanks.
Thank you, Rick. Stay dry this weekend.
Quarter after 7, Saturday morning update. Coming up next, we'll talk with Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick of Texas. We'll be talking immigration, and you will hear things that you may not know about the situation at the border. That's next. First off, over to the traffic center. James Stanley is there. What's going on, James?
Yeah, Rick, we're seeing some delays on GW Parkway southbound this morning, just past scenic overlooks. One right lane is taken out. That's a stalled car through there. Also on 15 northbound, right around the Gilbert's Corner area, there's a stalled vehicle there blocking at least one lane. BW Parkway, both directions, the ramp to get onto eastbound I-95. Getting a report all traffic stopped through there with a crash. Could be some injuries involved. We're checking on that. And stalled car just in the process of getting towed off now on the Beltway Inner Loop, just past 270 Spur. It's blocking one of the right lanes. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We are looking for afternoon thunderstorms with a high of 83. We have an 80% chance of precipitation today. Partly cloudy tomorrow, high 88. Only 20% chance of rain on Sunday. Monday, partly cloudy. Tuesday, also partly cloudy. Highs both days in the low 80s. Right now in Washington, we're at 68 degrees and we're heading up to 83. 7:16, Saturday morning update, WMAL.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
It is a Saturday morning update on WMAL. I'm Rick Fowler. We are joined by the Lieutenant Governor of Texas, Dan Patrick. It's great to have you with us this morning, and I appreciate it. We wanted to talk to you about the situation in Texas. Of course, the focus of CNN, MSNBC, the major broadcast networks, has been on the children and the families that have been separated at the border when entering illegally, but the full picture has not been presented in this hysteria that we've seen in so much of the media. I just want to get a broader picture of the entire immigration situation, the illegal entries, the numbers, and put it in perspective.
Well, thanks for having me on. And the first thing I want to lay out is this number that people keep referring to, particularly from the left, but even from those on television who just don't know the numbers. You've been hearing that we have 11 million illegal immigrants in the country. Well, we have somewhere in the neighborhood of 30 million illegal immigrants in the country. And here's how I know that, because the U.S. Chamber of Commerce in 2004 said we had 10,500,000 back then, in 2004, 14 years ago, and even the Pew Hispanic Research Center said we had 11 million in 2009. So this 11 million has been constant since 2004, which is ridiculous. Secondly, if you look at the number of apprehensions just for the last 5 years, we average about 400,000 people being apprehended on the border between Brownsville, which is on the Gulf Coast in Texas, all the way to the Pacific Coast in San Diego. Two-thirds of that is in Texas. If you look at all the apprehensions from Brownsville to San Diego, it's about 400,000 a year. Now, we're not catching everybody that comes across. Best estimates, and no one knows for sure. Some think it's 1 out of 10. Some think it's 1 out of 5, 1 out of 7. I'm going to take a low number, 1 out of 5, that we catch 1 out of every 5 that cross. That means it's somewhere between 1.2 million and 1.5 million are crossing every year that we don't get. So if we had 11 million in 2004, and you add, just let's take 1 million to it. That's 14 million plus the 11. That's 25. And it's higher than that. So let's get the numbers right. And that's what I told Bill Hemmer on Fox Friday morning. I said, Bill, we've got to get this number right because it helps put things in perspective, first, of how many people we have here. Soon, if we don't stop this wave of people coming in, soon we could be at 10% of our population are here illegally.
Let's talk about the unaccompanied minors, because that's a huge number again. The estimates ranging minimum number 20,000, estimates as high as 40,000 of unaccompanied minors. Once they get to the border, I don't understand what people expect should happen with them. Do you just turn them loose into the country? They're teenagers. They may not have a family member. Do you just put them out on the streets? They may not speak the language. All they have is the shirt on their back. They have no money, no job. I mean, at least with these detention centers, they're being fed, they're being housed, they get medical treatment. I don't understand what people expect to happen.
First of all, you're absolutely right, by the way, on this, is that people don't even think about what's next, and the left never worries about that. Let's first of all look at an interesting stat. I told you how we average 400,000 a year. In 2014, we apprehended 479,000, and that was when a lot of these teenagers were coming over unaccompanied from Central Americans. About 75% of the people that cross illegally now from Central America. Today, of all of these kids in that you hear about that the left has been complaining about, and no one wants to separate, you know, mothers from their children, but 70% of the kids we are holding now came here on their own. And when I look at the families, and it's around 2,000 children and mothers that were separated, first of all, the president was following the law, something that Obama followed, something that Bill Clinton negotiated. It's the law. In 2014, the Democrats complained that we can't detain family units. That was their complaint then in 14. Now they're complaining you can't separate them. So you can't make the Democrats happy. You can't detain them as a family unit. You can't separate them. You can't prosecute them. You can't deport them. The left just wants open borders in this country. So what happens to these kids? Look, this is real. Once they get here, very often they end up with some family member somewhere. It could be a distant relative or a relative. Some are sent back. If they're old enough and they've had criminal charges before because they're crossing again, but for the most part, they end up staying here. And one of the things, for example, in Texas that we see, and in Texas, we have two-thirds of the border with Mexico, and two-thirds of those apprehended are in Texas, and of those, half of those are in the Rio Grande Valley, which is McAllen, primarily Brownsville in that area. And so they come into the school system. Today in Texas, we have one of the biggest school systems in the country, about 5.4 billion students in public schools, and about 18% don't speak English. The cost of educating someone who doesn't speak English is far greater than someone who does. You have to have bilingual teachers, smaller classrooms, and what really hurts is after they come in, and very often they come in, particularly if they're teenagers, they're one, two, or more grade levels behind, they come in, they show up, they come to school, and after a year or two or three, they're gone because they can't catch up. So we spend all this money and they leave. And then if you look at our healthcare system in the emergency room, you know, if your child or any of your listeners' children get sick, you call the doctor and you give them a couple of symptoms. The doctor says, here, get this prescription. If they don't feel better in a few days, come see me. You take that same child who's here illegally to the emergency room and the doctor has no background on this child. And so they have to do the right thing and they perform lots of tests. It can cost them thousands of dollars to end up prescribing the same $20 or $25 prescription. So the medical costs go up. And then as emergency center doctors have told me, 6 months, 9 months, a year later, the same child comes back. But because the parent is afraid if they give the name again, maybe they'll be deported, they give a different name and we start all over again. So everything we do when you're here illegally costs so much more. And that doesn't even factor in to those who are criminals who are coming here, which are not the majority, but they are a significant number of people who come here and commit crime all over this country.
Another thing they're not paying too much attention to in the mainstream media is the traffickers, the coyotes, and the fact that there are people coming in that may not really be families, but could be people impersonating families so that people are getting in who may be here with ill intent.
Well, and think of the job of the Border Patrol. Any of your listeners, let's make you a Border Patrol agent. Somebody shows up with several kids. No one has any paperwork. You don't know. There's no identification, so you take them for their word. I think most are, and we don't know this, but we think most are here with their parent or some relative legitimately, but many are not. And so by the left wants us just to wave them across. What if we're waving them across and they're with a sex trafficker? What if we're waving them across and so many of the girls are sexually abused as part of the trip by the coyotes? It's horrendous, the stories I've heard of these poor young girls or young women who cross. And then the boys are often, you know, end up in gangs. So we're not doing any good for anyone. What I said on Fox the other day and what I've said time and time again, and I'm a conservative Republican, lieutenant governor of Texas, okay? I'm as red as crimson red can get. I'm all in for President Trump, and I think he's doing a fabulous job. But I blame the Republicans in the past when they were in control under President Bush, then they couldn't get a bill passed, and they had the majority. And then under Obama, he had the majority, nothing happened. Well, now here we are, and the Democrats are absolutely blocking any potential to pass a bill on legal immigration reform, which we desperately need. The Republicans are willing to deal. The president's willing to deal. And Schumer, Pelosi say, we're not voting on anything. And if we don't fix this, the situation gets worse and worse, not only for our country, but it gets worse and worse for the poor people who are coming here illegally. Now, look, I blame these parents, quite frankly, for putting their children in this position. And by the way, to clarify something, the children that were separated, they did not come into our legal entry points. We have 19 or 20 in Texas. They didn't come to our legal entry point and ask for asylum. Anyone who came to a legal entry point, like in McAllen or the bridge, wherever it is, or crossing, they get asylum. They're not separated. These are people, these 2,000, crossed in between the entry points illegally. So they crossed illegally. In some places, the Rio Grande is only 20 feet wide and shallow most of the time. So they cross illegally, and then they ask for asylum. Well, they were separated because that's what the law was, because they had entered illegally before asking for asylum. But anyone, when I hear the left on television, they don't know what they're talking about or talk radio. Well, you know, they separated all these families asking for asylum. No. If you came across the bridge and you said, I want asylum, you were kept together. So there's so much misinformation. Let me just share with you what I think must happen. Most people in this country support legal immigration. Immigrants are part of this country. Most people coming here illegally would prefer to pay the United States government $500, $1,000, $2,000, whatever the number is, instead of paying the drug cartels $10,000 or $20,000 or half their earnings, once they get here to the gangs. They would rather come here illegally, not live in the shadows, have dignity, become a part of our culture. That's what they want, and that's what the American public wants. And we need people in Congress, in both parties, to stand up and think of something bigger than themselves. When you get elected to Congress or as a U.S. senator, I understand. First thing is your district and your state. But you also have to think about this country. And when the Democrats refuse to do one dang thing to try to solve the problem, well, then that's not good for our country. And I don't think it's going to be very good for them in November.
Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick of Texas, thank you so much for being with us this morning.
My pleasure.
727, Saturday morning update on WMAL. Coming up next, we've got 7:30 news. Then we're back. We'll talk with Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer. And we're going to talk with Tony not only about the border issues and the immigration debate. We will talk to him about the Inspector General's testimony on Capitol Hill. And is there a Russia summit coming? Putin and Trump getting together? Bolton's there this weekend. We'll talk to Tony about that, too. Stay with us on the Saturday morning update.
Attention homeowners, do you have mountains of debt and feel like your payments aren't making a dent? Our friends at Network Capital help their clients save on their debt payments an average of $528 a month. That's over $6,300 a year, which could also improve your FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $528 a month. Network Capital can make it all possible, and they can make it fast and easy. Call 800-700-8068. 800-700-8068. Network Capital Funding. Mortgage possible.
You've got all kinds of hustle, like get the job done hustle, get the kids out the door hustle, and nothing gets in your way hustle. If you've got hustle, we've got your back. University of Maryland University College, a respected state university with 90-plus programs and specializations and more than 70 years' experience serving working adults like you. That includes rolling admissions to help you get started, and you could get credit for your career experience. Affordable courses and no-cost digital course materials for most programs, and the flexibility of online classes to fit your busy life. Plus, University of Maryland University College advisors are here to help every step of the way and even offer dedicated support for military and veterans. If you've got hustle, University of Maryland University College is made for you. Visit umuc.edu/radio today. Certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV.
This is Dr. Tom Rozelle. After 38 years of practice and almost a million patient visits, the Rozelle Center for Healing knows what works and knows how you can take control of your health and wellness. My team of doctors practice 21st century integrative medicine. Whether you suffer from chronic pain and fatigue, allergies, or headaches, we can help. Take charge of your health before it's too late. Make an appointment today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit online at rozellecare.com.
Excessive snoring can be caused by sleep apnea, a serious condition that can disrupt your sleep and cause other significant health issues. Learn more about sleep apnea and treatment options at a free health education lecture at the Roselle Center for Healing. This lecture on sleep apnea will be presented by Dr. Tom Roselle, D.C., and Dr. Michael Chung, DDS, on Thursday, June 28th at 7 p.m. Space is limited, so register today. Call 703-698-7117 or register online at rosellecare.com.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7:30. I'm Heather Curtis. The Supreme Court says if police want to track a suspect's movements through their cell phones, they'll need a warrant in most cases. That 5-4 decision yesterday is being hailed as a victory for privacy in the digital age. Military exercises between the U.S. and South Korea are suspended following President Donald Trump's meeting with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Correspondent Ivan Watson.
Last year in the Freedom Guardian drills, there were about 18,000 U.S. service people. There were about 50,000 South Korean troops. That's been suspended as part of this goodwill gesture.
The U.S. military says assets will be moved to a U.S. airbase near South Korea's capital and to the inter-Korean borders to prepare for North Korea's returning of the remains of U.S. soldiers missing since the Korean War. Prosecutors in Montgomery County say a recorded police interview with the man charged with killing his pregnant girlfriend last year will not be played during the trial. In that tape, Tyler Tessier asks detectives if he can talk to a lawyer. He then says he buried Laura Wallen in a field after she ran into a wooden pole and collapsed. Prosecutors did not say why they complied with the defense's request not to play the tape. In sports, the Capitals trade veteran defenseman Brooks Orpik and backup goaltender Philip Grubauer to the Colorado Avalanche. The team picks up defenseman Alexander Alexiev from Russia. The Nats fall to the Phillies 12-2. That series continues today, and the Orioles beat the Braves 10-7. They play each other again today as well. WMAL traffic and weather next.
Now you can listen to WMAL at home, at work, or anywhere in the world on your Amazon Echo device. For one-time setup, say Alexa, enable WMAL skill. Once that's done, whenever you want to listen, simply say Alexa, play WMAL. More details at WMAL.com.
If you're the one in your family that's always checking the value of your home online, you just love real estate, and you love to hear about the law, financing, investment, market timing, economics, and more, then I want you to join me. Hey, I'm Eric Stewart, the host of Pointing You Home every Sunday morning here at 8 a.m. on WMAL. You can listen then or listen on our podcast at ericstewartgroup.com. That's ericstewartgroup.com. And I look forward to seeing you Sunday morning, 8 o'clock, right here on WMAL.
Is your summer schedule already jam-packed? Don't waste a minute circling the block looking for parking. From a day at the office to a day at the beach, find your parking spot with Spot Hero. Simply download the app, type in your destination, and Spot Hero will show you the closest parking spots nearby. With a few taps on your phone, you can reserve and pay for your spot. This summer, save time and money wherever you're headed. Take $10 off your first spot with promo code FAST. That's promo code FAST. Spot Hero. Park smarter.
It's 7:33 at 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL traffic and weather. Here's James Stanley in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Yeah, new crash to tell you about this morning on the Capitol Beltway Interloop just past John Hanson Highway. It's got a couple of right lanes taken out. Left lanes reportedly are moving okay. It's still early, so should be able to get through there without too much of an issue. In Maryland, Baltimore-Washington Parkway, both directions, the ramp to get onto eastbound 195 down to just a single lane getting by that crash. And we've got an overturned truck in Virginia northbound on 95, the ramp for the Dell City truck scales. The ramp completely blocked. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A coastal flood advisory remains in effect for another half an hour, and the National Weather Service issues a hazardous weather outlook for our area today. We can expect showers and thunderstorms late this afternoon and early this evening, some severe with damaging wind gusts. High in the mid-80s, lows around 70 tonight. Right now, 69 in Washington, I'm Heather Curtis on WMAL.
Is your will updated? And do you have a good basic estate plan in place so your family is protected, just in case? Listen this Saturday morning at 9 on WMAL to Legally Speaking, where attorney Mike Collins will answer any question you may have about wills or estate planning. That's Legally Speaking, Saturday at 9. To learn more, log on to WMAL.com and search Legally Speaking. That's WMAL.com. Search Legally Speaking.
If you're ready to buy your first home, a bigger home, or a better home, but still saving for the down payment, you need NASA Federal. Yeah, that NASA. With NASA Federal's LaunchPad Home Loan, there's no down payment and no monthly private mortgage insurance. You could save thousands with zero down and zero PMI. With that big down payment out of the way, you're practically cleared for launch. Oh, and you don't have to work at NASA to get the LaunchPad Home Loan. You just need to call 855-361-NASA or visit nasafcu.com/361. That's 855-361-NASA or nasafcu.com/361. And with rates on the rise, now's the perfect time to spring into action. Get your new home with zero down, zero PMI, and a little help from NASA Federal. That's smart. NASA smart. For more information, call 1-855-361-NASA or click nasafcu.com/361. Equal housing lender. Offer valid on approved credit for primary residences. Membership eligibility required. NMLS number 486583.
Hi, I'm Patrick Fingles, owner of New Look Home Design. Sometimes half of something is better than the whole thing. Like when you're out to dinner with that cheap friend and they actually offer to pay for half the check. Or when your boss decides to close up early and you only have to work half a day. How about this? When you know you need a new roof and New Look Home Design offers to pay for half of it. Look, just because you know you need a new roof doesn't mean your wallet feels the same way. People ask me, Patrick, can I pay for half the roof now and half later? How about you pay me half later and the other half? Never. Now through June 30th, we're cutting 50% off all roofing materials. And the half you do pay for, you can pay me later with no interest, no payments for 12 months. Call New Look Home Design at 1-800-279-5300. That's 1-800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com. Through June 30th, half later, half never.
This is the Saturday Morning Update on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
7:37 Saturday Morning Update. I'm Rick Fowler. Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer joins us. He is the author of Operation Darkheart, Vice President Strategic Initiatives and Operations at the London Center for Policy Research, and he is also a CIA-trained intel operative. Tony, good morning. It's great to have you with us.
Hey, Rick. Always good to be on. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. All right. So the week's news overshadowed, obviously, by the immigration story.
Right.
But there was testimony on Capitol Hill. Michael Horowitz, the inspector general who is investigating the FBI's handling of the Hillary Clinton email matter. Little pun there from James Comey and Ms. Lynch. Matter. Anyway, they had the testimony and the hearing on Capitol Hill. And there were so many sound bites that came out of that that were not covered on CNN or MSNBC, obviously. Even the major news outlets, the networks, just sort of overlooked the story because they were so hyper-focused on the immigration story. What stood out to you in what you heard in that testimony earlier in the week?
Well, I think the overarching thing, Rick, is people need to understand that there was a complete failure of law enforcement. And not in a small way. We're talking about, in essence, the entire system being, basically eaten by worms. Just start off by the report itself. Horowitz's conclusion that despite the fact that procedures were broken, there was, quote unquote, no politicalization of the issues. And that's not support. The facts show that members of senior leadership of the FBI took a side and worked to support one candidate, that being Hillary Clinton, and did things to literally Soviet-level wrongdoing against the current president. And that was ignored. Secondly, it confirmed that Hillary Clinton's server, the email server, the bathroom server, was compromised by a foreign intelligence service. And I know for a fact that this is true. This was also overlooked, and that is criminal. That is it goes to your issue directly, Rick, about this being called a matter, not an investigation. This would have put anybody else in jail. And last, this really does open the door for a lot of folks, and my good friend Chris Farrell over at Judicial Watch has been calling for the dismantling of the FBI and replacing it with something else because of the very fact that this thing became so completely politicized. People, the American people, even if you don't see it on the mainstream media, Rick, the American people now are going to seriously doubt anytime they have to do a high-level investigation regarding corruption or wrongdoing, because there's always going to be a wonder, is this somehow politically tainted? And I guess that the bottom line here is that because of all this, you really have to call in to question the Mueller investigation and what's going on, because a lot of the folks who were involved in that directly, currently serving on it, were seen to have texted political texts, anti-Trump texts. So you got to wonder.
All right. Peter Strzok was the lead on the Hillary investigation.
Right.
He conducted the interview with Hillary Clinton.
Right.
Now, with what we know about Peter Strzok, I am deeply concerned that what he may have asked and what he may not have asked in that interview would certainly influence the outcome of the interview and obviously the findings.
Right. Well, the other thing, if you interview someone not under oath, that allows them a great deal of leeway. And to your point, Rick, we don't know what was said exactly. There was no transcript made. And again, you think these people are the Keystone Cops. How could you work at that level and not keep a detailed record of everything that happened?
So there's no recording, no transcript.
Right, right. And so there's absolutely no way that people at that level could be that incompetent. If it's not incompetence, it is willful blindness. And that's what we saw here. So you're right about questioning Strzok, and we're going to see what happens to him next.
All right. What about the whole notion of her server being penetrated by foreign intelligence sources?
Yeah. This is something that came up in the report and something that has to be investigated. Essentially, there's evidence that at least one foreign power had direct and real-time access to every email going in and out of there. That's huge. And this is something that needs to be investigated and expanded. This information was passed from the Department of Defense to the FBI to Strzok himself, and he ignored it. So this is going to be something that has to be, again, a detailed investigation of what happened and why Strzok did not follow up on this. And that's going to be huge.
Oh, man. And what do you see as next steps? Okay, they've subpoenaed Strzok. He will testify next week.
Yes.
Where do you think it leads from there? Does this ultimately go away, or do the Republicans dig in on this and smell blood in the water?
Well, Rick, to me, it's cut and dry. You cannot allow this level of Soviet-level wrongdoing without some answers. If you don't hold people accountable for this, then you might as well just give up the republic, because this was not, moping with intent to loiter. This was serious felony-level stuff. And look, if you're going to hold Mike Flynn accountable for General Flynn for just supposedly lying to the FBI, we're talking about an order of magnitude worse here. So the Republicans, traditional liberals need to look at this and say that we cannot have this stand. We need to do something to correct it. And that means, in my judgment, people being indicted, and I don't know what happens from there. So.
You know, one of my mantras these days, Tony, is that it all depends on where you get your news from, as to what you think is going on in this country and what's going on in the world. And the major networks overlooking this story, focusing on the immigration issue, it's troubling to me, because independents, potential voters coming up in the midterms, may not have any idea about all of this, depending on where they get their news.
Yeah, and to your point, I mean, look, the immigration thing is an issue. It was broken before President Trump came in. I think the current administration is doing what they can to sort through it, and he said, and I agree with the president, Congress needs to put together something he can sign. But with that said, the overabundant coverage of that, and not looking at this at all, tells me that you have a mainstream media who does not care about rule of law and protecting the American people's interest. It is very sad.
Let's turn to the story on immigration, Tony.
Sure.
Media hysteria this week. We paid a number of clips earlier this morning of some of the things that were said, comparing ICE agents to terrorists. Right. Donnie Deutsch over on MSNBC saying that if you voted for Trump, that in essence you're a Nazi. Pretty much summarizes his comments. I mean, over the top stuff. And some of the main issues we just spoke about with Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick of Texas are being completely overlooked. I looked at the Texas Department of Safety statistics. You know, these are on the Texas Department of Safety websites. Mm-hmm. And if you do the numbers, there are 364 criminal offenses on the average every day committed by illegal aliens over the past 7 years. 364 criminal offenses. And people just don't seem to care about that angle. And if Donald Trump says anything about crime, he's labeled a racist.
Right. Well, it's completely insane. And, you know, in our pre-preparation for today's interview, I sent you a link on MS-13, Rick. And this is something that the local area here, we've seen that MS-13 members have wholesale gone on criminal crime sprees where they've murdered members of their own community. And this is where the immigration thing is totally insane. How could you allow for these communities to exist and know that you put these predators inside these communities where they can kill with impunity? This is completely insane. And MS-13 in particular is, I'm sure, behind a lot of those crimes, and they're behind a lot of the violence in the local D.C. area here. So, again, there's no doubt in my mind this is a national security issue, one that the president must address. And, again, I cannot believe that anybody who is rational on the Democrat side does not see it for what it is. We cannot simply allow people in and hope for the best. People will die, and obviously the crime rate will continue to have problems if we don't solve this.
And one of the important things to remember about MS-13 is they will recruit innocent young men. They will recruit teenage boys who may feel like outcasts. If they come in over the border, they're undocumented, they come in from Guatemala, Honduras, El Salvador, they may not speak English. So they're out of the loop at school to begin with if they don't speak the language. So they feel disconnected, and the gangs are very good at making them feel welcome.
Absolutely.
And, you know, they don't, you know, the gang members don't come out and say, hey, you want to kill some people, join the gang, but they make it a very welcoming environment, and these young kids are suckered in to that lifestyle because they may not have a family member to support.
They're very much groomed and prepared for this, and it's gradual. It's almost glacial. But once they're in, and it's a lifetime commitment, and I don't think they get it, and we cannot permit it.
And if they try to get out, they're murdered. Right. They're executed. It's unbelievable. We're going to take a quick check of the traffic and weather and then continue our conversation with Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer. Stay with us on WMAL. James Stanley is in the traffic center. James?
Yeah, Rick, still seeing some delays this morning on the Beltway Inner Loop right around John Hanson Highway. A little bit past there, we've got a couple of cars involved in a crash. Off of the right side of the roadway, the left lanes are moving okay. Just a little brake tap through there. We've got some delays reported in Maryland, Baltimore, Washington Parkway, both directions. The ramp to get onto eastbound I-195. Just a single lane getting through by that crash. Some fire department activity reported on one affecting both directions around Maryland 175. We're checking to see what that's about. 95 northbound Virginia, the ramp to get onto the Dale City truck scales area. That ramp completely blocked. We've got an overturned truck through there. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
For today, we're looking for thunderstorms for the first weekend of summer. A high temperature in the 80s today, and it's going to be partly cloudy tomorrow. Things look a lot better tomorrow. Only a 20% chance of precip, and our high temperatures again in the mid-80s on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday looking cloudy. Highs again in the mid-80s. Right now in Washington, 69 degrees, and we're heading up to 85 this afternoon, 7:48, Saturday morning update.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
And we are talking with Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer. And Tony, one thing, you know, we speak of law enforcement, and the Border Patrol agents and the ICE agents have been vilified by the Democrats, the Democratic Party. I mean, Cynthia Nixon is running for governor in New York, and she's labeling ICE agents terrorists.
Right.
And I don't think people really understand. 50% of the Border Patrol agents are actually Hispanic.
Right. Well, Rick, as you point out, these numbers don't, the reality and facts don't matter to the progressive left. They are out to destroy the very fabric of those things which protect our interests in our society. I mean, clearly, if we allowed an open border like these people propose, we would see unmitigated, movement of horribly violent people. I mean, if it's bad now, it would be worse then. And ICE is able to do its job across the nation to stop as best they can these people who are out to kill us. And, we saw WikiLeaks leak a bunch of the identities. We saw the Homeland Security Secretary, harassed at dinner this week by someone, by the way, who works in the Department of Justice, and other folks outside of her house the last couple of days. It's completely insane, and it does nothing, not a thing, to help resolve the immigration issue or actually make us safer. It is truly irrational.
All right, turn to a couple of other stories in the news this week, Tony. We know President Trump has been criticized for the summit with Kim Jong-un and everybody expecting immediate outcomes after decades of tension between the two countries. John Bolton off to Moscow this weekend, laying the groundwork for a summit between President Trump and Vladimir Putin. Your thoughts?
Right. That's a good thing, and there's a lot of top chatter on this by the fact that Moscow and meeting with the president and going through and trying to do this, I think, is a good step towards solidifying the gain or the opening made regarding the summit in Singapore and with North Korea. This is all related, and so John Bolton going to kind of prepare for a summit is a good thing. This is where China and Russia and the United States working with North Korea may well see a path to denuclearization, which is something the left keeps saying they want, but they don't seem willing to accept the fact that this president is going to actually possibly do that. So I think this is all very positive. It's going in the right direction. And look, it's long overdue that we actually kind of reopen the door with Russia. Russia is a major power. We cannot ignore the fact that they've been doing things to reestablish themselves as the Soviet Empire. This is a good way to try to focus their effort to our advantage.
President Trump this week directing the effort on a space force. And again, people making fun of the president on that. But our entire lives are being dictated from space when it comes to the GPS satellites. I don't think anybody can read a map anymore.
Right.
And if we go to self-driving vehicles, they're going to be based on GPS satellites. So security in space strikes me as a rather important issue.
It is absolutely important, and the agencies that were responsible for this completely deteriorated under President Obama. The U.S. Air Force allowed for its space elements to essentially go to virtually nothing, and NASA is a joke. So President Trump saying this and giving us specific goals to get off the planet, to go back to the moon and go to Mars, is necessary. And Rick, also, resources. We have all sorts of resources in areas not too far from the planet within our sphere. We should go out and explore those sorts of things. So, this is no small issue, and it's going to be a big battle within DOD. Nobody wants to do it because everybody likes status quo, but it's something, as you point out, the GPS and everything else, space is the ultimate high ground, and the solar system and us being able to interact with it is very important to our future as a species.
Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, as always, thank you so much, Tony.
Sure, thanks.
Absolutely. 7:54 now, Saturday morning update on WMAL.
There are some things you can count on. Like that one friend who's happy to see you every time you come home. Or that one song, the one that gives you goosebumps, guaranteed. Or earning a great rate on your savings.
Simply open a 13-month CD from Citibank with a $25,000 minimum deposit and you'll lock in a 2% annual percentage yield. That's a guaranteed return you can count on. Visit a Citibank branch to apply today. Citi, welcome what's next. Terms and conditions apply.
Message and data rates may apply. Please do not text and drive. Ever wonder why Europeans seem to speak so many languages? Maybe it's because they use Babbel, the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Babbel's award-winning technology gets you speaking right away, whether you're learning Spanish, French, or German. And best of all, you'll remember what you've learned.
I always thought I was bad at languages, but after using Babbel, I can tell you I was just taught the wrong way.
Using Babbel's 10 to 15 minute lessons, you can be speaking confidently in your new language within weeks.
I was amazed that I could start having real life conversations right away. It was so fast. Now I'm speaking Spanish. Woohoo!
No wonder Babbel is the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Try it for yourself and see why Babbel is the quick way to get conversational in a new language, like Spanish, French, or more. You can try Babbel for free. Download the app or text SKILL to 484848. Text SKILL to 484848 to try Babbel for free. That's SKILL to 484848.
Calling all clean freaks. Now at Zips, you can get unlimited dry cleaning for $1.75 per garment during our closet cleanout sale. There's no limit. So clean out your closet and bring it all to the professionals at Zips and dry clean any garment for $1.75. Throw in any size comforter and we'll clean it for only $14.99. Just mention the closet cleanout. These amazing deals are only good through June, so don't miss out.
In by 9, out by 5. Zip, zip, zips.
It's the real deal.
Larry O'Connor here with real stories from real people who picked up the phone and called Debbie and Sarah Reynolds with Keller Williams Realty to work for them. Needing to sell his home fast, Dan called the Reynolds team for help. Debbie and Sarah Reynolds went to work using their exclusive database with over 5,000 ready buyers, and even before Dan knew it, his home was sold. Dan was beyond thrilled with the entire process from start to finish and was blown away that his home sold so quickly and for $15,000 more in profit. He said, if you want to work with a team that listens and actually does what they say they're going to do, call the Reynolds team. Debbie and Sarah are the real deal. They really do have the buyers. Take it from Dan. Take it from me, Larry O'Connor. Don't settle for just any realtor when you can hire the team that sells a home every 5 hours. Call the Reynolds team. Debbie and Sarah Reynolds. Call 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD or online at DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
Great things happen when people use the cloud to work together. At McAfee, we build advanced cybersecurity from device to cloud so organizations are empowered to invent life-saving cures, smarter investment models, and cleaner energy. Without protected technology, these innovations might never happen. We support fearless innovators who are making our world a better place. McAfee, the device to cloud cybersecurity company.
As the weather heats up, your roof will feel the pain of the sun. If you haven't prepared, the summer sun can cause the shingles on your roof to get brittle and brittle shingles crack, allowing for water to infiltrate your roof. Luckily, Long Roofing's all-weather roof protects homeowners from every season, and now you can take advantage of their red-hot summer shingle sale. Now's the time to save money and your degraded shingles. Call 1-844-454-5664 now. That's 1-844-454-LONG or go to longroofing.com.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-573-9552. That's 800-573-9552. 800-573-9552. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Now you can listen to WMAL at home, at work, or anywhere in the world on your Amazon Echo device. For one-time setup, say Alexa, enable WMAL skill. Once that's done, whenever you want to listen, simply say Alexa, play WMAL. More details at WMAL.com.
WMAL!
The experts at Potomac Petals and Plants are ready to help you have the best landscape yard. See insects or discolorations on your plants or lawn? Come visit with the plant doctor, Greg King, to remedy your problems. Potomac Petals and Plants on River Road in Potomac Village, Washington's premier flower garden and gift store.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk.